Dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, January 2150. Address as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, 9535153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Mr. Morley, who has progressive renal failure, underlying diabetes, hypertension. I saw him back April 2023. Since then, underwent coronary artery bypass, June 15, 2023, three bypasses with LIMA to LAD, a sequential graft to first diagonal and first obtuse, ligation of the left atrial appendage, a maze procedure, right-sided coronary artery was completely occluded, could not be revascularized. There were no complications, according to patient and wife, Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A. They have noticed in the recent past an increase of weight, an increase of creatinine. He has lost weight from 245 to 231, although he says this is on purpose, trying to eat better. He is minimizing sodium intake and increasing more fruit and vegetable with less red meat. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies change in urination, cloudiness or blood, no infection. He's also been trying to be physically active. There is no chest pain, palpitations, has chronic dyspnea, chronic atrial fibrillation, has not required any oxygen, no orthopnea, PND. No edema, claudication symptoms, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, no gums, fever. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication review, remains on treatment for atrial fibrillation with Coumadin, takes for rate control and blood pressure, Cartia, C-A-R-T-I-A, and beta blockers. Takes insulin, thyroid replacement, presently not on cholesterol treatment, no ACE inhibitors, ARBs, diuretics, no anti-inflammatory agents, recently started on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, a low dose, 2.5. So far tolerating without major gastrointestinal symptoms. Next paragraph, pressing weight 231, blood pressure at home 120s, 130s over 70s and 80s. I got 118 over 60 right sided sitting position, standing 98.58. Weight 231, alert oriented sign 3, no gross respiratory distress, pulse 64. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, has atrial fibrillation, no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no gross palpable liver spleen, no gross palpable lymph nodes, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, I review bypass report and discharge summary. from June last year. Next paragraph, I review the recent report from Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, from March. There has been a recent EGD colonoscopy, December 2023. A few polyps removed, some of them tubular adenoma, another hyperplastic polyp, minor gastritis, no active bleeding. He has monoclonal gammopathy associated to a monoclonal B-cell lymphocytosis on bone marrow. Bone marrow did not show evidence of multiple myeloma. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine jumped to 3.24, a few months back 1.6. A normal sodium, potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 19 stage 4. There is an increase of neutrophils, white blood cells with normal lymphocytes. There is anemia, which is new for him, 11.5. A normal platelet count. He does have minor elevation of IgM, a level of 365 milligrams per cent, being normal less than 230. Also minor increase of the beta, BETA fraction. There is IgM kappa, K-A-P-P-A monoclonal state. The free kappa was 10, a normal of 1.94. Lambda was also elevated, not as high proportional to the kappa. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. The most recent folic acid. Low normal. Low normal B12. Iron deficiency with a ferritin of 29, saturation 27. On the last bone marrow biopsy, no iron deposits. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. Background of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Acute event, a workup in progress. I don't believe related to the cardiopulmonary bypass at the time of bypass surgery, as creatinine was stable at baseline until around a few months ago. Given his abnormalities on bone marrow for lymphoproliferative disorder, I'm going to do an urgent kidney ultrasound to rule out any lymph node obstruction or urinary retention. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. I do not see any nephrotoxic agents. His blood pressure today is running in the low side with some degree of postural drop, although not significant. Blood test is being repeated, including a new protein creatinine ratio, assessment of PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, repeat levels of anemia, B12 folic acid. We discussed that he might need to have a renal biopsy. This rapid change of kidney function is not behavior for blood pressure or diabetes. I review records with patient and family. I review records from our system, BayCD, as well as cardiology and your records. This was a prolonged visit. We will call patient with results on the next couple of days. End of dictation.